We usually, in the spring of the year, we'd get, my daddy would buy cloth for us girls to make us two everyday dresses. And then he'd buy a nicer kind to make us a Sunday dress. We got that in the spring of the year. And we usually got what people call a Sunday pair of shoes. And we'd have one everyday pair and a Sunday pair. Well, that was all the clothes we'd have till the fall when he sold his cotton. Well, he'd buy, another outfit of clothes for all of us. That was the best they could do. And think back now, I don't see how they done that good. But back then, I guess we probably thought they could do more. I don't know, but I guess we did. But that's how the kind of clothes we got in our underwear. And back then, the little babies, they wouldn't have lived if they hadn't have made their dresses out of red, their underdresses, petticoats out of red flannel. They made them out of flannel, and it would be red or blue, navy blue. And I can't imagine putting it on the poor little things. It feels hot like it usually is now through the winter.
Is flannel different from...
It's wool. It's wool.
And outing is made out of
cotton.
I see. If you were working in the kitchen and you didn't want to get your dress messed up...
You put on an apron.
Broken a strap on the apron and you wanted to fix it back together and you didn't have time to sit down and sew it.
You'd pin it, usually with a safety pin.
Okay. And if you were sitting down to write a letter to someone or to write a check, what would you write with?
Pencil, most of the time. Back then, but we've got a pen now. Jackets. It's a coat, but back then they went by the name of jackets. You better put on your jacket or you better put on your coat.
What length is the jacket?
Well, it's about hip length.
Is the coat?
Long. Mm-hmm.
What would you call the thing that men wear that doesn't have any sleeves that tightens up? They wear under a
vest.
Button.
Pants, trousers. What they're called back when I was growing up, they called them trousers.
Is there a difference between trousers?
No, not now they're not, but they used to be what they call the peg top pants. You know what they are. They're big through the hips and little bitty legs. I can remember when my brothers had, older brothers had some of those peg top pants.
What would you call the sort of pants that your father might have worn when he was working in the field?
He wore overalls. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They have the bib and the galluses. What they call the galluses. There's things that comes from the back over the shoulders and fastens to the bib.
How are they fastened?
Buttons. They got, I don't know what you call the, a buckle. They got a buckle that slips over the button. They're made out of metal.
Okay. When you outgrow the clothes, you said they don't. They're too little for me now. They don't
fit.